This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Half the hour now as we contemplate another hour of conversation, which is contemplative. That is, the contemplators are Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and yours truly, Doug Steffen. Follow us on Twitter at DJV Show, and you can like us on Facebook, facebook.com/DJV Show, where you'll see some pictures still up of me rolling down the hill with my grandson over the weekend. You get a kick out of something like that. Help yourself. Let's get to Ashley Banfield. You remember her, late of NBC. Now she's working at Headline News and does a show called Crime and Justice, in which she has taken to the accuser of Aziz Ansari. Now, you'll have to lead me down this road, ladies, because I can't tell you that I know much about Aziz Ansari other than he's some kind of comedian. But Ashley Banfield says that women are going too far using this case against Aziz Ansari as an example. So what do we think collectively? Yes? No?
Well, I think that Aziz Ansari is getting the short end of the stick here, and that this woman that is accused him is saying that that this may be the end of the Me Too movement, because essentially the story is that they went on a date. After the date, they went back to his apartment. They started making out. He told her to take off her clothes. She did. She performed two acts of on him, and then she said,
"Wouldn't it be, if she did two acts, it would be
right." And okay. So everything except, the horizontal mambo. I know you like that terminology. And so when she left, she said that he was not reading her cues, that she was not into it. And so she put herself in as part of this Me Too movement. And a lot of critics say, look, you should have said something.
Why didn't you just leave?
You shouldn't have gotten naked. You shouldn't have performed two acts of if you weren't into it, you should have left. And so he publicly apologized to her, saying, look, if I misread your cues, I'm sorry. I thought you were into it. I thought we were consenting.
Imagine being in that position where somebody's talking about with you, and you're a public figure, and then you go and apologize for having with the woman. That's both sides. I would think of nothing else. Especially if, again, I guess I'm speaking as a man, obviously, but if somebody doesn't want to do something, you get up and you put your clothes on and you get out. Now, sometimes I'm sure that women would argue, well, a man was stronger than me, and he forced me to do it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That doesn't seem
really
to be
said
coming
that. He
out.
Say that, though.
He was not physically intimidating.
Which is why I think this situation is a little frustrating, especially it must be for Aziz Ansari, because it seems from reading the article that she could have left at
any point. Like three different times.
Yeah, and there was a situation she went to the bathroom and kind of collected herself, and at that point in reading the article, I thought that's where she was going to walk out and say, hey, I'm not really interested, I'm going to go home now. I mean, at the end, he called her an Uber, and she was able to leave no problem. So that's why it's...
It was just, she's a stupid girl, and I read the whole account of her story, because Kara had read it first and said, well, there's more to it. So I read the whole thing, and there are three different times where you think, okay, now this is where she's going to leave. It was, I don't know if she was starstruck, and she felt like she...
Is he that big? I don't even know who the guy is. Is he that funny and that good?
Well, she was a fan of his, and she said she had watched his show, she knew some of his jokes, like, she was obviously a fan, and so he acted like a horny 18-year-old boy, but that's not illegal. And she, at two different times, said, well, we're going too fast. And he said, oh, okay, and then let's slow down. And then she went and sat back on the couch with him. And then she got dressed again. And then she went into a different room. And then she had more wine. And the story just kept going on and on. And it was like, look, just leave. If you're that uncomfortable, just leave. And he was not preventing her from leaving. So this case is just a little bit bizarre compared to all the other ones. I understand the outrage that some women feel. This girl claims that the reason she came out with this story now is because when he won his Golden Globe last week, he had a Time's Up button on. And throughout his career, he is sort of known to be a champion of women and equal rights and things like that. So she said he was hypocritical.
Which I just think is unfortunate.
Like,
yeah, that I think he could still be supportive of the Time's Up movement and of women in general, and maybe he just had a bad, you know, an awkward date, a bad sexual experience. I just think that what this case shows is that men and women need to be better at communicating with each other.
Amen.
Because she kind of mumbled and he didn't read her cues, and I think what that means is that all of us need to talk more and communicate better.
All right, let's turn this over a page here. Article in Rolling Stone this week talks about sexual harassment in country radio, suggesting that there is a quote-unquote climate. 30-some-odd sources, artists, managers, radio reps, that sort of thing, artists, the music professionals, especially women, say they are expected to be overly accessible and use sexual currency when visiting radio stations, meeting with program directors in radio stations, attending radio and music events. So, I don't know.
You mean like when singers are?
Yeah. When
they
promote.
Yeah. Wow. So is that why that DJ grabbed Taylor Swift's butt?
Listen,
thought he could?
That's where it started, I think. That's where the study into sexual harassment in country radio is the story from Rolling Stone. So I'm wondering about other radio. I can't tell you, because we all separate ourselves by being in different parts of the country. I'm in a studio in Boston, and Victoria's in a studio in New York, and Kara's down in the main studio in Washington. Jennifer's out in Los Angeles, so it is not the same way of reading it. I'm thinking about how we do radio versus how a lot of people that are doing morning shows on local radio stations, and if there's any local stuff left the rest of the day, most everybody's in a studio by themselves. Sometimes in the morning, there are a couple of people that are on the air together, but that's not really what they're talking about. They're talking about those people who work at the stations having access not only to people in the industry who are trying to promote themselves, but people who are in the crowds, who are fans.
Well, groupies. Yeah. I don't know if that's radio, exclusive to radio or radio's fault. There are groupies in every field, in TV, in movies. Clearly sports figures have a lot of groupies. I don't think I can blame that one on radio. Just from my own personal experiences, having worked in the cable television and the radio business, and again, maybe it's just I've been blessed to work with some really good companies in the radio business, but I've had way more bad stuff happen in cable television when I would be working and doing my stuff out at conventions, and some really crazy things happening with people that were executives in the cable television industry.
Yeah. So then your read on this is that it's much ado about nothing, Jennifer, or nothing special, or how do you read?
Well, I think every industry has examples of it. I can't imagine that it's unique to country radio or the radio. I think this
Stone
is how things have happened for a really long time, and I think people are now paying more attention to it. Excuse me.
Well, but don't you think that certainly with what the record is with Rolling Stone magazine of late, they are looking for a way to stay somehow relevant?
Yeah,
and so
definitely.
Splashing with a headline like this, look at this.
I don't know if you guys read this article, because I've been sort of just skimming through this now. There are a lot of female country artists who have gone, who are talking to the magazine. They're remaining anonymous, which I understand. But there's some crazy stuff that they've reported. Having to go to CRS, which apparently is the country radio seminar.
Yeah, right.
They said it's a 3-day gathering for radio professionals, and multiple women have been coerced into having threesomes. And these are artists; these are not groupies. These are artists who are there to gain exposure. And how radio executives expect them to have sex with them in order to play their music.
Well, this is kind of what I was saying in the beginning.
Yeah, this is not really. I wouldn't dismiss this as nothing. This seems like there's a whole lot of dark stuff going on.
But is it just country music? Because
formats, I don't think it's unique to country music.
Formats all have these sorts of gatherings. Each of the different sorts of formats, pop and hip-hop. And
I think the most interesting thing about this article, and they kind of mention it in the first paragraph, is that with country music and just country music stations, there's more of an expectation of like it being wholesome or faith-based, just because that's kind of a big topic in country music, and that's something that I think you hear a lot about on country music radio that you don't necessarily hear on pop radio or in pop music.
Oh, gee, hypocrisy at work, imagine that.
Well, it's interesting because I think kind of the same as the church, sometimes it can work as a veil or something that you can hide behind, and you can say, okay, well, these are my values, and I'm super faith-based, and people might not necessarily expect something like this to be going on behind the scenes, and maybe that's why there's an article about it, because people might not necessarily expect it, and they're trying to reveal it now. I don't know.
That could be true, but the other thing is that we haven't mentioned, in all radio formats, and this is a little bit, you know, pulling back the curtain, but of all the radio formats, country radio is the last remaining format where DJs and program directors of individual stations can actually make or break artists.
Yeah.
It's pop music is already programmed, it's predestined, the DJs have no say over anything, it's all automated,
right.
But country music, yeah, radio still can break a new artists, and they can say they have a lot of influence over their audience, and they have a lot of influence over the amount of exposure a country artist will get. We just talked the other day about on our New Music Monday, even there was an artist, the two guys, a duo, who broke because some DJ on a syndicated country show kept playing their song, and it got 20 million streams, and they couldn't even get a record deal. So I think I understand there is a lot of pressure, it looks like, from these artists who are saying they have to go and drink copious amounts of alcohol, they have to do shots with the bosses and the DJs, and maybe that DJ, going back to the Taylor Swift thing, maybe that's why he felt like he could, you know, feel up Taylor Swift and wouldn't get in trouble for it.
All right, 20 past the hour. Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. DJV, one more time. To post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Hi, I'm Chris, co-founder of Noro Coffee, a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention. It's been featured in Entrepreneur Magazine and Chef Robert Irvine Magazine called it the next big thing. Noro Coffee was developed by nutrition PhD Dr. Mike Roussel to not only taste amazing, but also support your brain health. I am so confident that you'll love Noro Coffee that if you don't like it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Every cup of Noro Coffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in 2 human clinical trials to prove that they work. Basically, it's an amazing brain health supplement infused into delicious artisan coffee with a daily cost less than you're currently paying. And again, if you're not happy, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll also buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee, truly risk-free. Start drinking Noro Coffee to support your brain health now at riskfreebraincoffee.com. That's riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
When you're hiring, you want qualified candidates fast, and it can be hard to know where to find them. More than 3 million businesses use Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Whether you need entry-level or highly skilled employees, Indeed helps you find great talent and make the right hire. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/promo. That's Indeed.com/promo. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Yeah.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Listen to that, the theme from Saint Elsewhere. Gee, there must be some news about one of its former stars. And by golly, we've got it here first. Yes,
Saint
ladies
Elsewhere?
And gentlemen. On Saint Elsewhere was where, isn't that? Oh, no, it's Saint
Elsewhere. No, how about ER?
I was like, I don't.
Well, Saint Elsewhere happened before. This is the DJV show, Jennifer, Victoria, Doug, and Kara, with a focus on George Clooney, who was on ER, yes. But Saint Elsewhere was a precursor to ER, as it was about the same time, maybe a little earlier.
Did Doug listen to anything I say? Didn't 5 seconds before we went on air, I said, okay, this is ER.
Yeah,
and then we go
short
on ER.
No.
Short-term memory loss.
You may have said that, but I still, when I hear themes from TV shows like that, I sort of go back to it.
He just says, nope, Kara was lying to me.
Nope.
No, I didn't even think about Kara.
Did you ever watch ER, Doug?
Yes, I did.
So didn't that, I haven't heard that theme song since I watched the show.
I used to watch, I actually liked St. Elsewhere better, and there were a lot of stars that came out of both of these shows. Frankly, it was at a time when Hollywood was really looking for a bigger and better contemporary actors and actresses, so people like George Clooney came out of it, and we see where he's gone. So now the story today is that because he hasn't been in television for 20 years or so, he thought he would make a return in a new six-part series called Catch 22, based on the novel of the same name, which came out in the 60s. He'll be Colonel Cathcart, which was played by Martin Balsam in the film of the same name, and he's going to direct the series as well. It'll be his first role since the last time he appeared in ER was in 99.
Guaranteed win at the Golden Globes. The Golden Globes love when big celebrities start directing TV series. So
they do.
Just the slam dunk for award season next year.
Yeah, and this is going to be on Hulu, so this will be a big win for Hulu.
Yep. So ER ran from the mid-90s to late 2009, 23 Emmys, a record-breaking 125 nominations. And a lot of people, as I say, a lot of actors came out of that. So there's a little... that's television entertainment news. Now let's get at some music news, if you don't mind, please. At 26 past the hour, Dickie Betts is being discussed. So he was from the Allman Brothers Band, The Peach Music Festival, which is the annual Pennsylvania festival founded by the Allman Brothers in 2012, lineup announced for this year. So from the Grateful Dead, Phil Lesh. Let's see here. I don't know. Joe Russo. I don't know. I don't know this group. Government Mule? I don't know.
Yeah, Government Mule is Warren Haynes, who's been playing with the Allmans as the second guitar player, and then he took Dickie Betts' place. And so he's been with them forever. That's his band, Government
Mule. But Dickie Betts is going to be there.
Yeah.
He was half of the Allman Brothers band, as you were suggesting early on. His appearances at Peach will mark the beginning of a comeback, which is slated to take place this year, 2018. Also notes that the Peach Festival's second installment will be held since the death of Greg Allman, who died in May of last year from liver cancer. His son, Devin, is going to play a set of his own that weekend with the son of Dickie Betts. His name is Dwayne. So that I kind of dig that. I think that's an interesting part of the ticket. Yeah, right. So Peach is a strong connection to Georgia, even though they have in Pennsylvania. Why don't they have in Georgia? I guess would be the question.
That is a good question. It's in Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, right there, yeah. The Peach Music Festival in Scranton, Pennsylvania. Hello. Ding, da, da, ding, da, da, ding, ding. All right, so I always like that name for some reason or other. Dickie Betts. Something. Who knows why I get a kick out of things like that, but I do. Guess that adds to the curiosity factor when it comes to me. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan on the DJV Show, 28 past the hour. This is Doug Steffen with a very special offer from MyPillow. MyPillow bringing back their best offer ever here in this circumstance. One pillow you pay for, one you get free. So if you have a tough time at night tossing and turning around in the bed and up and down sideways, stuffing and piling that pillow, trying to get your neck and your head straight, forget about it. The patented adjustable fill inside every MyPillow stays cool and in place all night. So your head and neck have the support like you can get with no other pillow. You'll fall off faster, stay asleep longer, wake up refreshed like never before. And just now for the holidays, you buy one premium MyPillow at the regular price, get a second one as a gift for somebody you love, free. Hurry, there's no way this offer can last. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. Pay for one, get two. At MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV.
Hi. I'm Chris, co-founder of Nora Coffee, a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention. It's been featured in Entrepreneur Magazine and Chef Robert Irvine Magazine called it the next big thing. Nora Coffee was developed by nutrition PhD Dr. Mike Roussel to not only taste amazing, but also support your brain health. I am so confident that you'll love Nora Coffee that if you don't like it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Every cup of Nora Coffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in two human clinical trials to prove that they work. Basically, it's an amazing brain health supplement infused into delicious artisan coffee with a daily cost less than you're currently paying. And again, if you're not happy, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll also buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee, truly risk-free. Start drinking Nora Coffee to support your brain health now at riskfreebraincoffee.com. That's riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Now, 34 after the hour on the DJV show, I'm Doug, the D. Jennifer is here, the J. V for Victoria. V for Victory! Dan Gurney. Many of you may remember him. He had a storied career as a race car driver on the NASCAR circuit, a lot of firsts. He went on to build a huge team, became a car builder. He was 86 this past weekend, he passed away. But a lot of people remember that name, Dan Gurney. So, with that, another name in the news, Bernice King. You know who Bernice King is, ladies?
No. Phyllis Lynn.
She was Martin Luther King Jr.'s daughter. And as this week has been a big focus on his life, as it usually is this time of year, there's a huge focus on Martin Luther King. But what about Coretta Scott King, the wife? The daughter says that without her, there would be no him. And so remember my mother as an important figure in the civil rights movement as well. What's the old expression behind every good man is a good woman, a strong woman? And under the circumstances, apparently, she was, at least according to the daughter. Do we forget about that often when we're honoring, for example, President's Day? We talk about Lincoln, we talk about Washington and other presidents. Who even knows, probably with Washington, you could remember his wife's first name. Do you remember Abraham Lincoln's wife's name? Anybody?
Well, she was Mary Todd Lincoln, right?
Okay, yeah, good for you.
Mrs.
But yeah, but I'm impressed.
No, but,
that you
but
knew
I
that,
know
right?
Victoria is good. Yeah. But I feel like everyone knows that one. But beyond that, though, I have no idea what was Jefferson's wife's name. No clue.
Mrs.
Abigail Adams.
Yeah.
Everyone knows Abigail Adams.
Yeah.
Everyone knows Dolly Madison because of the ice cream.
Mm-hmm. So has it just become?
And she
of
saved
late?
A lot of stuff from the White House when it was on fire. But beyond that, though.
All right. So the modern era. Who started? Which wife? It certainly wasn't Mamie Eisenhower. It certainly wasn't Pat Nixon. You fast forward it. Was Hillary the one who started? And then certainly with Michelle Obama, there's been a lot of focus on the wives and their role.
I think Nancy
first
Reagan.
Ladies. Nancy Reagan, perhaps. Yeah, that's
just
a good one.
No.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, you mean in terms of like the first lady having
being
a real notar-
yeah, exactly. Having
focus.
A big role and a focus.
But Eleanor Roosevelt.
Part. Yeah,
Eleanor
okay.
Roosevelt is probably the most, I would say it was
she
the
was
first.
A good one.
Yeah, like yeah. The first famous first lady.
Mm-hmm.
But, well,
and
no,
then it
not
kind
the
of
first,
went away.
Of,
I
the
mean,
ninth, of the 20th century.
Jackie Kennedy got lots of attention,
yeah.
But then it sort of went away, I think, a little bit. It kind of dipped maybe a little ebb and flow as to the attention given to first ladies until Nancy Reagan.
Well, because the rumors about him having an affair with everybody that walked in and out of the place, that sort of diminished her role. You didn't hear that. If you heard a story about Eisenhower having an affair with his driver when he was in charge of the European front in World War II. Her name was Summersby, if I remember correctly, an English woman. Then Harry Truman, you don't hear any stories about him and other women. As far as Eisenhower, yeah, okay, move fast forward. Kennedy, plenty of that. After him, LBJ, who is just a pig anyway, you know, no matter what his... And I don't use that. I've used that term lately to apply to a few people who have been involved, like Weinstein. But LBJ really was. He was a disgusting pig. Personally, and the way he handled things, I'm not going to get into it because you don't speak ill of the dead necessarily.
Aren't there a lot of allegations that he had something to do with Kennedy's death, though?
Yep. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I think there's a lot of credibility to all of that. Anyway, but the focus wasn't on the men, it was on the women. And whether, if we take politics out or we take government out of it and look at other leadership, think about it. I'm trying to turn the attention around from, or maybe a reason, we find a reason why there are concerns about men and women's relationships and this whole Me Too movement. Think about business. How many business, what do you know about Steve Jobs' wife? What do you
She's
know?
She's very wealthy. I know that.
Yeah, right, yeah, right. What did you know about Ray Kroc's wife? He was the founder of McDonald's. I can come up with any number, a vast number of men who run companies. And what do you know about their wives? And the reason I'm doing it is because I go back to what Martin Luther King's daughter said about the mother. Without the mother, there would have been no husband. There would have been no Martin Luther King. So I wonder if that's the case and women are not getting their due there. Is that as important as the sexual considerations that we have in some of these circumstances where there have been the Rockefellers? How many people can you name the female Rockefellers?
Oh, not
Getty.
A single one.
Yeah,
right.
Okay, so, yeah.
But I don't know, though. It's a really interesting question.
Thank you.
Bernice King saying that her mother deserves a lot of credit. I agree with that, but I feel like Coretta Scott King does get a lot of credit.
I think
I don't
you're
know,
right.
Am I the only one?
No,
I kind of feel like, in at least in my lifetime, I've always been very aware of Coretta Scott King. So I that's a good thing, and I'm happy that she does get that recognition. But I think it takes a very strong man to, and a confident man and a secure man to give his wife a lot of credit. And maybe a lot of those business types that you've just mentioned, maybe they don't fit that description.
They don't want to share the spotlight.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that could be. I'm asking the question. I'm interested in what people have to say or think about that, because I think that's another trip down that same road.
This may be controversial, and I don't mean it to be that way, but when you have a person, and let's just, we're taking a man here, when you have a powerful person, I think it's the same thing when you have a powerful woman, it's only natural to think that their partner is going to be more passive, because the only way that you can live with that powerful person, and I mean this with no sexism, because I think the same is true for really powerful women.
Look,
typically they have, they have passive men in their lives, because when you have two people who are in a romantic relationship constantly competing for the spotlight or for more attention or for more accomplishment, those relationships never work. They never do. That's why Hollywood can't stay married.
Exactly. I was going to say, true. We see that with celebrities all the time. Brad Pitt, Jennifer Aniston, Angelina Jolie, like all these people who are super duper famous can't stay married to each other.
Well, that's another bit of food for thought. That's good. Thank you. Very perceptive. Ladies, let's see, keeping our focus on what's going on around the nation, distrust of the news media. The focus here on a story, as a matter of fact, the Associated Press taking itself somewhat seriously here, doing a survey on lack of trust in the news media, i.e. a focus on fake news.
Well, the fake news awards are today, I think, aren't they?
I think, yeah, they are.
Or yesterday,
8% of people expressed a great deal of confidence in the media, the news media. That's 8% of the population thinks that the news media is legit in this survey. And the only reason the president has been associated is because he's capitalized on it, says the publisher of this review. Fabricated news stories have made it difficult for Americans to trust the news media, and 8 in 10 say they identify fake news as coming from, and they review sources. There's another study that's in the Pew Research Center that focuses on mostly CNN. It takes the cable news networks, which I think is moderately unfair, because there's plenty of stuff in print that has the same bias, yet nobody takes shots at them. Whether it be on the left or the right, I mean, maybe they do take shots. New York Times, Los Angeles Times, The Post, The Globe. But then on the other side, Newsmax and the things that come in those printed
Breitbart.
Organs. Breitbart, yeah, that kind of stuff. So I think
the problem comes when you have mainstream news media outlets like the New York Times or the Washington Post. And I would actually even throw CNN into this, because MSNBC has a bias and Fox has a bias that's known. Mm-hmm. When you have those types of organizations and then you start to see the hypocrisy in political coverage between one administration and the next, like we've clearly seen.
Oh, yeah.
Then that's when people lose faith, because you're looking at these respected names like CNN and the Washington Post to tell you what's really going on, not to give you not to act as a public relations arm for a political party. And this coverage, there was this huge controversy about the blank hole comment that was either made or not made, we don't know, by President Trump in the office. Everybody's got an opinion about it, and that's fine. But let's just say for the sake of argument that this is something he did say behind closed doors. The President Obama, when he was president, sat down in a meeting, or actually in a published interview, sorry, not a meeting, a published interview with The Atlantic, and called Libya a blank show. And nobody even said a peep about that. Lindsey Graham called the entire country of Mexico a hellhole. No one said anything about that. And then Trump makes, allegedly, this comment, blank hole, and everybody goes absolutely crazy. So when you have something that's that evident in the handling of it in the news media, it just shows you that there is a huge bias, and people are distrustful of that.
I think I'm no fan of Trump's necessarily on the surface. I've said before, I think there are a lot of things he's doing that are good, but I would like to see a different approach. Having said that, the news media has shown a clear bias. You heard me talking about this TV show that I've watched on the plane, and I got 4 episodes in of The Good Fight, which I can't even begin to imagine why that's not on CBS regular direct access TV. It's a very good show, produced by the people that did The Good Wife. Christina Baranski's in it. Now she's moved on to be a partner in a black law firm, and one of the sub stories to one of the episodes I was watching on the plane the other day was about trying to find somebody in the office of law. This is a law firm, has 90 people in it. They're all black, except for Diane. Trying to find somebody in the office who voted for Trump, so that they could get a contract with a firm that does a lot of business with Washington. So they found one person in the office who admitted to voting for Trump, one black person, and the way this person was treated in the story, the ostracizing him and making fun of him and pointing fingers at him because he was black and he voted for Trump. So there's that, this kind of expectation that is built as not, I use that example as something that's in a commercially successful television production, but I think it's, and it's okay as a storyline. I have no problem with it as a storyline, but I do have a problem with it when it creeps into the news media, because there's no place for that stuff, or at least when I was growing up and cutting my teeth on how to do this, there was certainly no, you get fired for doing what these people do today. 25, 30 years ago, you get fired for doing it. And now, this is what's expected.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
In today's automotive news, the winner of North American Utility Vehicle of the Year will be picked on January 15th. The finalists include the Volvo XC60, which has all the elements it needs to win, but has stiff competition from the Alfa Romeo Stelvio. The Stelvio might just have the edge, thanks to its dynamic style and driving characteristics. The final vehicle is somewhat of an outsider, the Honda Odyssey minivan. Although critics like its amenities, it's unlikely to win. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Hi, this is Doug Steffen with an exciting invitation for YOU to join me in Hawaii this March. Yep, come with me to Hawaii on a 13-day fabulous guided tour with YMT Vacations. We'll see Honolulu, Pearl Harbor, the world-famous Waikiki Beach. We'll cruise the tropical rivers. We'll be in Maui watching migrating whales, stunning ocean sunsets, relaxing beaches, authentic island hospitality. It'll be a fabulous four-island cruise for $19.99. You can enjoy beachfront hotels, luggage handling, 6 sightseeing tours, airfare within Hawaii, and a professional tour director. Add-on airfare is available. Call 877-900-4574. Come with me to Hawaii, 877-900-4574.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Now, 53 after the hour, the familiar ring of Warren Eckstein's show. Excuse me. The theme from the pet show, Warren Eckstein's Dog and Pony Act. I don't know if he ever talked. You ever talk about ponies on the show?
A lot of, I get calls about the miniature ponies. Some people want a house like the miniature ponies. Mm-hmm. And miniature horses, right? Or different between a miniature horse and a pony. They want to bring them into the house. So every once in a while, I get a question about a pony.
All right. I have a question about the weather and the health of your dog and or your cat. Warren Eckstein is here from the Pet Show on the DJV Experience. More with him right after this.
First impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Oh, what a great audience. Let's dim the lights for this next one. Nope, too much. Ah, there it is. Gotta get things just right. Like Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay, and we help you find coverage options that fit your budget. And now, the mood is right. Wait, the lights are back on again. Trudy, can you... And now it's completely dark.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%, APR 4.36%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. We've earned 12 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
All right, Lauren Eckstein with us here from the Pet Show. Our radio program is on around the country every weekend. Not only do you find out more about Warren and his discussions at petshow.com, but he also over the years has formulated a simple, it's a simple concoction of minerals and vitamins for your dog and cat. And so if you really think your dog needs a little extra attention, hugs and kisses, the line for more, and you can find out more about that at hugsandkisses.com as well. So if the dog's immune system is weak, we always hear people talking, Warren, about human immune system. What about dogs catching a cold, and then can you catch a cold from your dog?
You really can't catch a cold from your dog, but a dog can definitely catch something from you. It's interesting that you brought this topic up today because I am so focused now because there's been such an increase in this dog flu going around. Have you heard about this?
Yes, tell us about it, Tom.
Well, there's two different strains of the flu. And what's happening is that if you have the type of dog that goes to a dog park or the type of dog that goes to doggy daycare, or even if you walk your dog with other dogs, it's a good idea to get vaccinated. Now, normally you go to your vet and say, hey, doc, I need a flu shot for my dog. However, with the new strain of flu, there is a brand new vaccine that covers both strains of the flu. So you want to have that conversation with your veterinarian in terms of making sure the vaccine you're giving your dog is the right one. So that's really, really important. And the other thing is that people don't understand about health dogs is that, you know, dogs get depressed and dogs feel sick sometimes. They have an upset stomach or they're off. One of the biggest things I answer on the show is people that have had a dog or a cat for years, and all of a sudden they're a little bit older, and we were just talking about that off the air, and there's challenges. All of a sudden the behavior changes or the way the dog sleeps changes. That's why it's so critical to understand what your dog or cat looks like and behaves when everything's okay. So if you notice changes, for example, the other day I was working with a client, and they had a cat that used a litter box its whole life. All of a sudden the cat stopped using the litter box, and no one could figure out why. What I said to the people is, did you check with your vet to see if, in fact, the cat might have been constipated and now associates the litter box with pain when he eliminates? Sure enough, the cat was constipated, medication, back in the litter box. So if you know what your dog or cat is normal and you notice any changes, very often it is due to some type of change medically or just, you know, it could be fleas, it could be thyroid, it could be any number of things, but notice the differences. And speak to your vet before it becomes a problem.
Do you vaccinate your dogs?
I do.
I
do give my pets vaccination. I don't do the rabies shot every 3 years. I do it like every 5 or 6 years. But I do get that because I'm always walking in the house, and God knows what I have on me from working with other animals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wonder. That seems to make sense, but wondering out loud about giving a dog a flu shot or some of the other things. I think it's getting out of hand with pets the same as it is with humans. All right, Warren. Good job. Warren Eckstein from the Pet.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.